Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067, The Fan. I didn't think about this. Bill Belichick has more rings than almost every other NFL organization in history.
Yeah.
That's, you just said that. I mean, how many do the Chiefs have? They've won three. They've won three.
Three with Pat.
And didn't Len Dawson or whatever win one?
One or two.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Taking our stats from Jeff. We were just having an interesting conversation. And I think one thing that is undeniably happening right now, my boy Phil down in Nashville texted me this morning that he just ordered... I'll give you the exact. Just ordered a Jaden jersey for my son and a jersey for myself. I'm in.
Hey.
I think there's a lot of people that had kind of just been, they grew up a fan.
They've been waiting.
Kind of just been waiting. I think they're getting on board now.
They're waiting to see what was going to happen. And I think if the enthusiasm of what's happening now and watching these owners and things like that doesn't move you, then something's wrong with you, I believe.
If this team mattered to you growing up, you should be really excited about where they're going right now.
But if somebody got a closed mind to stuff, then you can't sway them. And you shouldn't try.
Well, the only kind of interesting part, I guess, is if you want Jaden gear, I think it's the first player that has got you ordering Commanders gear.
Yep.
Not to say there haven't been other guys, but nobody to this level of excitement. I mean, no quarterback. Maybe people were getting the Howell jersey. Who was the first Commanders quarterback? Do we remember? Was it 2-2-22 or 2-2-21?
2-2-22.
Was it Wentz?
It was all twos, brother.
It was Wentz.
And they sure in the hell didn't want that jersey.
You and I, wherever that towel is, we keep throwing it around. Jeff, what level of, like, I'll rock any jersey? Would you rock a Wentz jersey?
No.
Why?
Are you serious? Did you see what Wentz did for us?
Yeah, but, like, you're wearing a 106.7 The Fan jersey right now.
It's more valuable than Wentz.
Okay.
I guarantee you somebody would probably.
That's real colors.
I guarantee
that was the original color.
Somebody would buy this jersey off of me more than what they'll buy for Wentz, what they'll pay for a Wentz jersey.
That's crazy. Maybe it's not. I think I would pay $2 for a Wentz jersey. And that'd be my highest offer. similar to Stallions Patrick Corbin Nats jersey. There is this other side, though, as Jaden continues to ball out and this offense is good and they continue to win, it's going to be more and more Commanders jerseys, Commanders gear for the first time because you've got a player forcing everybody to get Commanders gear. Do you think Jaden Daniels can kind of be the single hand conduit to getting more widespread acceptance.
If he keeps playing the way he's playing, hell yes.
And so,
see, this is the thing. And what you said just made a lot of sense. You fall in love with players that are workers that end up winning, and then the name makes you fall in love with it. But it's the players that make people go out and purchase stuff more than the name does.
Hey, what kind of cell phone you got?
Apple.
No, like, who's your service?
AT&T.
I'm an AT&T guy, too. Either you guys Verizon? Apparently, Verizon's cell towers are dead. 3 hours.
Ours was like that just a month or so ago. So,
hey, do you guys want to hear our reaction to the Carson Wentz trade just so we could see how different now feels from then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Holy moly.
Oh, have mercy.
Well, Grant and Danny are about to have a wild show.
Yep. According to Adam Schefter, Carson Wentz is going...
That little laugh is perfect.
...to the Washington Commanders.
Good God.
Yeah, that's going to be your... That is your franchise quarterback right there.
Hang on.
Who's laughing in the background there?
Probably Landfill.
I mean...
We don't sound thrilled. It's good that D.C. doesn't have a lot of tall buildings, because I'd be looking for one to jump off of right about now.
Oh, man.
What was that?
Indy just did so much to get him, and they just gave up on him.
And we made him our guy. We weren't thrilled. A lot of people were.
That was...
See, this is where the revisionist history come in. A lot of people talk today about what they didn't like, but no, they liked him. We proved it right there. We didn't like him from the day it happened.
I mean, when you looked at that trade, what I kept going back to, and I said, I guess I kind of started to say it there. Indy moved so much to go get him, and then a year later was willing to cut bait and just get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that told me everything. I think the best thing you can do when you're looking at value is look to the market. Like, I keep doing it. If somebody wants to call in and tell me that the Jahan trade was unfair, give me a holler. We're available, Landfill.
You know, those people stop calling you, too.
Right. For fans that want the old name back, that senator from Montana, all those folks.
Well, see, they already cut a deal with them. All this stuff. Listen, man, everything that was supposed to be done has been done. And
if they
care to move and change it to another name or whatever, but I would caution a lot of people. If this team keeps playing this good, you might be cheering for the Commanders for the rest of your life.
Dude, I agree. I think if they can have real playoff success, consistent playoff success, they could be the Commanders. Maybe wear a Redskins jersey on throwback night or something, not like the logo, but I don't know how they'll figure that out.
Hey, I don't need – that's not for me to figure out anyway.
It's going to be
– I pull for the franchise. I pull for the team. I pull for the players, and I will be doing that. The name ain't going to make me stop going to a stadium.
Well, both the guys in the aquarium said – Jeff actually likes Commanders, I think. I don't want to speak for you, but I know you've said that before.
Yeah, it's not a bad name to me. It, like, fits the area.
I just hate that there's no nickname.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to say. I mean, if they was to change it to something that, you know, that the fans actually were voting for right. and wanted, you know, I would love for that to happen. But we got it. I'm not going to sit here and just be like, oh, it sucks when it actually, it's an okay name. We're in Washington. We're in the nation's capital.
It's kind of hard to look at Jeff and say anything.
It's very hard. It's very hard with the helmet and everything. I will say Landfill's explanation here makes more sense to me. Landini, how do you feel about them playing well and maybe Commanders sticks around?
Yeah, I'd rather have a good team than a good team name.
Say what you say. Think what you wish.
All right. We got our weekend parlay to update you all on how we did. We got to make some bets for tonight. Doubleheader. NFL doubleheader.
Again?
That gets me all fired up. Nobody go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.